On the brink of a government shutdown, Washington lawmakers finally have a budget deal, or rather, they've got the outline of a budget deal. Many of the details are still up in the air, but one thing seems likely: get ready to pay more at the gas pump. KOW's Austin Jenkins is here. Hey, Austin.
Hi, Marcy.
Lawmakers had this news conference Saturday to announce they'd reached this tentative agreement. Where do things stand today?
Well, this is where a lot of behind-the-scenes work is being done to finalize the details, get the budget printed, and really the process of passing a budget off of both floors. We expect to see that happen sometime later today, tonight, possibly into the early hours of tomorrow.
Into the early hours of tomorrow? Well,
absolutely.
I've been looking, but I haven't seen a lot of hard facts. What do we know so far about what's going to be in this budget?
Yeah, they've been very tight-lipped about the details. We were given one page, and it was pretty generic.
Yep.
But we know that this was a deal forged over significant differences about both spending priorities between House Democrats and Senate Republicans and how to pay for those priorities. And, of course, everybody has to come out a winner. So there will be more than $1 billion for basic education, with the idea that the legislators are in contempt of court over basic education funding. There will be a reduction in tuition at the institutions of higher education, a top priority of Senate Republicans, and they will close some yet-to-be-named tax exemptions. But my guess is you'll still be able to buy a bottle of water without sales tax.
I'm with KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, and you mentioned that the lawmakers had been found in contempt of court for not fully funding basic education. Is the money that they've allocated for K-12 going to satisfy the high court?
You know, that's a key question, and I put that question to the Speaker of the House on Saturday, and he declined to answer. So they are not, you know, they're doing what they think they need to do. I think they are aware that levy reform is a component of what needs to be done. And so far, that's not a part of this solution. But, you know, it's interesting that they weren't willing to predict what the court will do.
What about the transportation package, which has been bandied about for a couple of years now?
It has been, and it was starting to look iffy because this has taken so long to get the operating budget. But it sounds as if, once again, there's a deal between the House and the Senate to do about a 12-cent per gallon gas tax increase. The negotiators have a deal. What they were saying over the weekend is they need to make sure that they have the votes to do it. And it does take a 60% vote to move the bonds that go along with the transportation package. So it's a heavy lift.
What would be in this package in addition to a 12-cent gas tax increase? Is this going to fund all the infrastructure projects that we need done?
Probably not all of the needs, but it's the kind of it's been a decade since the last one. And so this is additional money to complete the 520 project. It's additional money for the North Spokane Freeway. It's money to connect 167 to the Port of Tacoma, stuff that's really been hanging out there. And the reason why you see such pressure on lawmakers to do something from business, labor, even environmentalists, there'll be money in there for sound transit. $15 billion is what they were asking, presuming voters approve it up in King County or in that area. So there's a lot in there. And what's also going to be in there is something to do with the governor's low carbon fuel standard, basically what he considers to be a poison pill, where the Republicans say if he implements that low carbon fuel standard, then money for transit and other multimodal transportation efforts goes back into highway construction. The governor reluctantly agreed to sign this, even with that in there. And that's one thing that appears to be opening the door to letting this thing get through with bipartisan support.
Now, you mentioned, Austin, that the budget negotiators have agreed on this package. What happens next in terms of the full House and Senate?
Well, you know, assuming things don't completely fall apart, and there's no indication that's going to happen, and the governor was adamant that parks will be open for 4th of July revelers coming up this weekend, he's confident there won't be a partial government shutdown. But, you know, what they need to do is just mechanically get this through. They're going to have to work with their caucuses to make sure everybody is okay, and those who aren't will be let off the hook. And I think what you'll see is bipartisan votes, where House Republicans will lend some votes to this. Liberal Democrats may fall off in the House. And over in the Senate, you may see some conservative Republicans sit out this vote. Senate Democrats will contribute probably some votes to get this through, and they'll get it to the governor. He'll take a look at it, get it signed before midnight on June 30th.
Wow, cutting it close. Austin Jenkins, KUOW's Olympia correspondent, as always, great to talk with you.
Great to talk to you, too.